We're going to have Bob Olson start this morning. He was our project leader for the second year in a row, so we'll have Bob start.
First, I'd like to thank y'all for enabling me to go. I really wasn't planning on going this last year, but I was told I was going. So, it's surprising how you learn from people around you. I had a simple prayer every morning: teach me something new and grant me patience. Most of our workforce were younger adults to children, which is not something I'm used to. But we coped with it. We did pretty good. Also learned to be real specific about certain things, especially unplugging extension cords. Their electric was borrowed from a neighbor. It ran over on an extension cord, and I more or less bootlegged the inside of the house to turn the lights on. Well, I had an issue with a receptacle, and I asked somebody to go outside and pull the white cord out of the extension cord. There were two white cords. The one that went to the refrigerator in the next building and the one that went actually into the house. The refrigerator got unplugged, and I promptly got bit. And we had a little discussion, but it was pretty much I did not define which white cord. So, but, you know, it's the little things. And to watch the families and the children interact to help, and their ability to pick up on things and to be able to help you as well in the building is amazing. We hadn't quite finished the house on Thursday evening when we usually dedicate. We had some more things to come back and do Friday morning, mainly put a door on the house. We hadn't got the door put on. The three girls ran in and found their room with their beds. And they were determined they were going to sleep in those beds that night. And it was like, okay. So, you know, you just got to learn to do the best you can. And some things you just got to let go of and let the Lord handle the rest of it. And like, again, thank you all for sending me.
At first, I was really glad I was getting to going. I was getting to go to Baja, and I was really excited with all the new features I got to do. I got to help paint. I got to help build. I learned how to not damage myself with a hammer. That's a first. But it was really such emotional and such happy. I almost felt like I wanted to burst into tears and joy every day seeing that family help us and everything. I was really glad I got to take the trip, and I'm hoping we can take the trip again next year.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kim Schneider, and this was my third wonderful year going to Baja, and I plan to continue to go, hopefully for many years to come. Baja, for me, has been life-changing. It's so amazing to go to a new place and in 1 week create relationships that I think about all year long. I constantly want to go back and relive the joyful memories that I shared with the family. They always kept us on our toes with games and activities. I think it's really important to spend time with them and create those relationships, because that's what really matters when we go. It's not so much the gifts that we give them, but the love that we share with them that matters most. This year was also really cool because over the half of the 65 people from the Shenandoah Valley that went had never been before, so we got to meet a lot of new people from this area as well. I also wanted to point out that I feel like Baha has impacted me in such a way that it has led me to want to do more service and mission work. Since my first year at Baha, I have done missions from painting in Brazil, to hurricane cleanup in Nag's Head, to ringing the red bell kettle for the Salvation Army. It has made the importance of giving a priority in my life. I was also baptized in Baha my first year, so it will always hold a very special place in my heart.
Yeah, I think Kim hit, and actually Bob hit on the same thing, Kenneth and everybody did it. It's relationships, and that's really what I take away from Baha as well, is the relationships that that are formed there, not only within our own immediate team, but within the teams from throughout the presbytery, but certainly from the families that we encounter down in Mexico. Unless you go, you won't know. So that's a call to each one of you to, you know, let's give this a try, David. I'm just saying, you know. Well, I know, but it's time. But let me tell you, Baha is an amazing experience in so many different ways. Yes, we build a house that is far beyond what the people have ever owned where they live, and it gives them much more secure surroundings, and that is a wonderful gift to them. But you know what? It's also a gift to us, because when we experience the presentation of that house to the families, Kenneth said it, it's very emotional, and it is. There are tears all around. There are hugging and hand-holding. It's just hard to explain what it's like with all of the friendships that we have there. And those friendships last for a long, long time. This year, we had folks from other years' builds that would come to see us. They would come find us at the mission base. They would come find us on the build site. They have ways of figuring out where we are. And it's kind of interesting to see that they really want to see us. They know when we're coming. They know that the second week or so of July, third week of July, those guys from Virginia are going to be here. And they find us. And they want to see us. They want to catch up on our families. They want us to catch up on their families. And the relationships that are built with those families are just absolutely irreplaceable. And what you folks have done as a congregation to support us in the team that actually goes to Mexico is far and above what I can ever thank you for. It's just been a tremendous experience. I hope this church sees it that way and is willing to consider keeping us or some sense of a team going each year. We have shrunk in size. We have certainly not shrunk in our power and our desire. Thank you very much for all that you've done for us, and let's keep this thing going.
Okay, I'm going to try. I always get so emotional. I'm not sure if this last year that I went, whether or not it's going to be my last year. As many of you know, our family's going to be moving. And I'll tell you two things I'm taking away from being here at Bethel. One is the choir, and the other is Baha. Baha gets in your soul. I don't know how to describe it. But the families that we build for become our extended families. And like Kim said, I mean, we think of them constantly. I am just all week, every week, if I see something that could help a family down there, I'm buying it. I'm supposed to be packing up my house, and right now I have 7 boxes full of stuff I've already purchased for the families for this coming July. So it's as we've been saying, it's the relationships that we build, not only with the families down there, but the Shenandoah Presbytery family that we go with. there is a certain bond that you make with the other team members, whether they be from Bethel or from the rest of the presbytery. And I can't really describe that bond, but it is so strong. And I really think that's what results when you're doing God's work. It's indescribable, and it is so strong, stronger than you can imagine. We want to thank you all so much for your continued support. This was our 9th year, and I think Barbara was right. I think we've sent 96 people to Baja. And my prayer is that this continues even after I leave the valley. And just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. There's an insert in your bulletin, and there is a dinner tonight at 5 o'clock at Olivet Church. And that's for anybody, whether you've gone prior years, this year, or just would like some more information on what it's about. It's a dinner and celebration, and we would love for anybody and all to come and join us. You don't have to bring any food. There'll be plenty of food. Thank you very much.
First off, thank you so much to the team that went out and not only represented this congregation, but also represented the body of Christ. Thank you for sharing your mission with those around you. It's an inspiration. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth and humankind in your image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and to serve you with reverence and thanksgiving. We praise you for your acts of mercy. You are a God who has mercy on his people and gives them manna to eat. Forgive us when, like the laborers in the parable, we think that others are undeserving of your blessings. Teach us to love others as you have loved us, and guide our actions so that through your power we may bless the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.